I am one of the very few people around the country who thinks that because the IRS is now mandated to give you clawback regulations, that this is a bad thing. The reason why it's a bad thing is because the conclusion we came to was an implicit conclusion about the way that it's written and the way that you calculated adjusted taxable gifts. Now the IRS actually has the power to put in a regulation that will answer this directly. And if they answer it directly, yes, you will have certainty, but you have a one-third chance of getting the answer that you want. Let me explain what I mean by that. If you make a $5.5 million gift today in 2018, the question about clawback is, when you pass away in 2026 and it goes down by half, is that $5.5 million gift a gift of the top half portion? If it is a gift of the top half portion, that means no clawback. So when you pass away in 2026, you still have the bottom $6.75 million available to you. That's the no clawback situation that we implicitly thought we already have if you go down by half. But that's not necessarily the answer that they will come back with. They might come back and say, if you make a $5.5 million gift, you use the bottom five and a half. So that when you pass away in 2026, you have nothing left. That's a full clawback situation. And who's to say they don't come back and say, well, if you make a $5.5 million gift, you take 2.75 across the top and 2.75 across the bottom, and you have a pro rata reduction of the base amount and the temporary increase amount. Let me make the following point. Lots of people will tell you, historically, we have never gone down from where we were before. And I guess, technically, that is correct. But let me make the following point. There are folks in the Joint Committee, the senators, and the House, who have actually publicly said, this doubling is way too much. We should probably go back down to where we were before. And so you actually have the risk that it might go down by half. Let me also make the following point. If this 11.18 turns out to be permanent, let me remind you one thing. If it is permanent, as an estate planner, you should not be using the applicable exclusion amounts during lifetime. I know you are used to using the applicable exclusion during lifetime. But remember how you learned that. You learned that when you didn't have gray hair and no hair, okay? When you only had $600,000 of exemption or $60,000 of exemption, it was always the first thing you did because it was the platform on which you pushed assets out of the estate. But even back then, that was the wrong thing to do. And let me explain why that is the case. You have to understand that the applicable exclusion amount, since Stan Lee passed away, let's bring this up. If the applicable exclusion amount were a superhero, this superhero has two superpowers. First superpower is obviously $11 million that you can get out of the transfer tax system either during lifetime or at death. But if you use it during lifetime, you rob it of its second superpower. And what is that second superpower? It represents a dollar amount that you can pass away with and get a free step up in basis. The whole free base situation, if you use it during lifetime, not available to you at death. And the only reason why you can say this is because you can still do zeroed out transfers. And zeroed out transfers don't use up your exemption equivalent. And you can move just as much out of the estate with zeroed out transfers as long as you have appreciation. Let's remind ourselves, a taxable gift in and of itself does not save anything in transfer taxes during lifetime. The only way that you save is if what you gifted appreciates. And if zeroed out transfers are all about appreciation and taxable gifts are all about appreciation, why are you using the exemption equivalent during lifetime? You should not be using it. Save it. Unless it's going to go down by half. So then you're like, what should I do? I think the safe course of action is wait and see. Wait and see what this new makeup of Congress means to this thing. And if it looks like you're going to lose it, it's not going to happen immediately. You'll probably have a little time. Which then brings the specter of 2012 all over again. For those of you who remember what 2012 was like, Rhonda, how busy were you in 2012?
Pretty busy.
Pretty busy. I cannot believe you're still married. Because most of the estate planners clearly were getting a divorce after 2012. Because you were never home. And trust me, I've seen these gift tax returns. The gift tax returns from 2012 are crap. The worst work product I have ever seen for estate planners, because everybody was rushing around. Let me give you a practice point here. If you need to, on the fly, use up $11.18 million, save yourself some bacon here. Just do it in cash.